This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am back from Paris. Happy to be back. Oh, my goodness. I love the United States of America. Kevin Jackson here is who you're listening to. Oh, man. Europe has changed. Paris is still expensive. I'll tell you that. It's a fun place to visit. Got to see my kids. But, boy, you can drop some bucks there. And the people are not that friendly. I mean, I remember them being not that friendly, but not like in the old days. They just move at a frantic pace, and everybody's expected to keep up in a city that's full of tourists that don't, you know, they're just kind of moseying around. You know? I wanted to interview people about Trump while I was there, but I was there for business. This Iranian nuke thing, you know, all the nuclear thing that we pulled out of and all the things that were happening around, that is the reason why I went. And I was there for just over a week, and because I extended it a couple of days to see my kiddos and hang out with a few friends and, you know, that lived in the area and stuff like that. And I'm glad I did. In fact, believe it or not, the National Black Chamber of Commerce has a dude over there. And believe, as I know you guys will think this is crazy, but spreading black conservatism, black capitalism around the world is a big deal. And it's something that we plan to impact together. We've got a project. We're going to be working together with the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Tea Party community joined that organization. Yes, indeed. Let's see how that plays in the media. And anyway, I wanted to interview people about Trump because I wanted to get their take on American politics now that we have a real leader. We have an alpha male in the White House. And quite honestly, given all the hoopla that happened with this kid that got the coke thrown on him with the MAGA hat, I wish I'd had a MAGA hat. I forgot to take one because I wanted to walk around that city with a MAGA hat and dare people to mess with me. You know what I'm saying? By the way, the guy who threw the coke on the kid wouldn't have done it to an adult. And I'm going to tell you right now, I wore my MAGA. For those of you who are going, Kevin, you always tell you, we have to get a big deal. I wore my MAGA hat one day early on. I mean, Trump had barely become president, I believe. And I wore it, and I didn't even think about it. I put it on, went to a baseball game, and my son's coach, he goes, man, you got some big ones. And this was in St. Louis. And I go, what? Because I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, the hat. And I went, oh. And, I was walking around St. Louis with this hat on. And I said, I'm not worried about it. And it was funny. I think I told this story before on the radio. A few people would came up to me later. They would look at me kind of strange. And I didn't care because I know nobody's going to step. You know what that means? Nobody's going to step to me and say, oh, you like Donald Trump? Let's fight it out, because I'm going to fight it out. And I know they could look at me and tell I'm going to fight it out. See, the thing about people that want to challenge you, they're going to challenge you if they think you don't have the guts. Yeah, I was in D.C. These kids had their MAGA hats on. I was proud of them. I mean, these little bitty kids walking around with their family. I thought, good job. Are we finally at that point where people can do this? But I digress. My point is, I had this hat on, and it was didn't even notice, didn't think about it. But once I, you know, my buddy told me, hey, you got that MAGA hat on. I was like, oh, shoot. Now I get it, because there were some stares. You never know, do people recognize me? Hey, how y'all doing? Are you fans of mine? Maybe they listen to the radio show. But anyway, long story short, a couple of people came up to me, like the hat. And I go, why are you so quiet about it? Why are you whispering? There's still that whisper campaign. But I wanted to interview people about Trump, because the news here, the media in America, wants you to believe this dude is hated. And look, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a little hint about France. The people that the French like the most, you want to take a guess? Country starts with USA, okay? If that's not a big enough hint. They love Americans. They love our tips. They love that we are the nicest people. I asked Parisians, who are the nicest people? You know what they said? Americans. That's what they said. I said, who are the worst? You know who they said? French people. Now, this is French people talking smack about French people loving America. And there was a couple people who was lukewarm on Trump. You know, I understand. But what they like, they are like, man, this dude is, he's representing you. They liked it. Interesting trivia. Oh, Barack Obama's no big deal over there. They don't care about that clown. They don't. I asked specifically, I said, hey, so where is Barack Obama still considered a god here? And, you know, it was not a scientific poll, but they were like, we don't really think about him. But I wanted, if I'd had more time, when I had my little off time, I was on the metro. Le metro is what they call it. And I wasn't just going to go up to people, hey, what do you feel about Trump? What do you feel about? But I should have. And I'm not saying, oh, I missed the opportunity. I just was tired. I mean, I was jet lagged. I had much to do. But I'm telling you, I may do this. I may ask my friend from the National Black Chamber to do that for me. Just to see what the real temperature is. Because I'm going to tell you, I think the Parisians really like French, like Trump. I do. I believe they like him. I believe people around France in general really like Trump. They like that he represents our country. Hey, here's another bit of trivia. St. Louis Island is an island inside of France in Paris. There's two islands inside of Paris. And St. Louis Island is the most expensive real estate in Paris. And if you're walking along the street where you can see the island or you can cross, there's lots of bridges that get you across to the island. It's nothing but graffiti. Just graffiti everywhere. It's crazy. And here's another little bit of trivia. The no-go zones in Paris are serious no-go zones. They make our neighborhoods, the ghetto, look like nothing. The no-go zones in Paris are serious business. Don't get off the train. You know, just shoot right through them. They're known by the Parisians. And here's the final little bit of, if you want to call it trivia or whatever, but the people of Paris, they stink. Man, they do not believe in bathing. They do not believe in antiperspirant. Okay? See, that's to keep you from perspiring. Far too many believe that spraying perfume over funk is perfectly acceptable. But I'm just going to give them a little hint in case they listen to the Kevin Jackson Show at kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Perfume don't cover up the funk. It's kind of like when you sense a leftist among you. There is nothing they can do to cover up the funk of leftism. Folks, we'll be back next week.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Man, I am so glad to be back with you beautiful people. I can't even see straight. Seriously. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Back from Europe, back from Paris specifically. And, hey, you people smell good. I was talking about the Parisians and the funk there. It's ridiculous. And all the other things, the politics of Paris. But you know what? Managed to enjoy myself. I didn't go. The reason why I was telling people I didn't interview and ask about Trump and get very political, because I wanted to enjoy myself. I wanted to go back to the period when I lived there and just kind of not. I didn't feel like a tourist, but enjoyed it for what it was. Because I'm gonna tell you, last year when I went. And I landed there, and it was all political, and I didn't stay long. I only stayed a day, maybe a day and a half after I was supposed to, after I was due to come back. You know, in other words, when my business ended, I stayed a day just to kind of detox because I knew I was going to be jet lagged, and I was only there 4 days. But I didn't have a good time because I was in the wrong frame of mind. So this time I said, no. You will enjoy the Paris, Kevin. Don't you mess around this time. So I did. And I didn't want to muddle it up with doing a bunch of other stuff. Now, I did take some pictures with cops, and I went to the police station, told them, hey, I got a movie coming out, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, keep us posted, Kevin. We want to see it. We'll tell people take us back over here, too, you know. So I was like, hey, I got you back. So, you know, we did that, too. Hey, here's an interesting little tidbit. You got to pay. I didn't tell you guys this. I took a picture with a girl. You pay to use the bathroom at, like, the airport. And not all of them, but most of them. There are many of them where you come in, you have to pay to use the bathroom. I think the main terminal, because I flew in at Terminal 2. Anyway, I can tell you this. You got to pay to use the bathroom. And then there are other places where you pay to use the bathroom. And some businesses have to where you have to use a token to use the bathroom. So if you're like in the major, say the central part of Paris, and you go to one of the brasseries or something like that, and you got to use the bathroom, the waiter or waitress will give you a token. And you go down there and use it. So I was thinking, as I was doing this, I was like, what's up with the, you know, I was going to go all, you know, Starbucks on them in Philadelphia. What's up with this token thing, man? Why I got to use a token? You know, but the lady just immediately gave me a token when I said, le toilette. And I was hoping she was going to be like, we don't serve your kind here. But they didn't do that. She just handed me a token. Go use it. Now, I mean, I spent $70 there for a burger or something, but they gave me the token. But I was thinking about, nobody's complaining about the things that people do all over the world, and we bring these problems here. In Paris, this isn't true of all the restaurants, but I'm telling you one that I went to, a brasserie right by the Eiffel Tower. If you sit there to eat, they'll give you a token. If you just go, hey, can I use the bathroom? No, we just have a bathroom for you. They'll tell you, sure, it's downstairs. And you go, and you can't get in. If you don't have a token, no token, but you can't get in. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. So I was just thinking, only in America are we complaining about nonsensical issues. It's a matter of perspective, baby. Isn't it true? Everything you think about, all the things that shape your demeanor. And by the way, we got tons to talk about in the news, because I've been out of it, intentionally so, except for this Iranian thing, and I've been out of it. I've been keeping up. But let me tell you, tons of things to discuss. And I talked about this guy throwing a drink in the face of a kid who's wearing a MAGA hat in San Antonio, Texas. Man, why can't that happen to me so I can make some freaking news? Because I think they figured out who the guy is. I promise you, I would have absolutely. They said he was let go. He was terminated. I said, oh yeah, he'd have thrown a thing in my face or the face of one of my kids. I'd have terminated him. My sons would have terminated him. Are you kidding me? And they think about the vitriol. People that wear Obama hats, got Obama this, Obama that on their cars. We don't do stuff to them. You wear a Trump, put a Trump sticker on your car, wear a MAGA hat. Man, like I said, in these days, you're asking for trouble because leftists can't keep them. They can't contain themselves. And here's what's sad. They don't even know why. It's a matter of perspective. They've been told everything that's wrong about Donald Trump. And now, suddenly, you know, it doesn't jive. They're mad because, you know, they've been told all this stuff. And it's just like a red cape to a bull. They see anything Trump and it's just become an emotional response. And they don't even put it in perspective. But when they do put it in perspective, you know what happens? You get the walk-away movement. Now, some hairdresser from New York, some dude he's like a good-looking guy, he's trying to do this walk-away movement. I'm going to tell you, I'm skeptical of all these Democrats turned Republicans, these Johnny-come-latelys, that want to, you know, make it look like, oh, I'm the big deal. I'm going to bring all the black people into the party, says Candace Owens. This dude walk away. I'm going to bring all the Democrats over in my walk away movement. Let me tell you something, conservatives. Don't believe the hype. The people who've been bringing Democrats over are the people who have been dyed-in-the-wool conservatives for decades, who've been unrelentless, or I should say, yeah, well, either way, we've not relented to the calls of the left. We have been completely bombastically conservatives our entire lives, and we've been preaching this stuff for decades. Don't give me somebody who was anti-Trump 2 years ago. Suddenly they're pro this, and they're going to change the world. The freaking world's been changing right before their very eyes for decades, and you're not going to come in at the very end and go, oh, I'm bringing the Democrats, or I'm bringing the blacks, or I'm bringing the youth. You, conservatives, have been doing that. Don't let anybody fool you. And by the way, it isn't me. It isn't Larry Elder. It isn't Star Parker. It isn't Ann Coulter. Yeah, are we the faces of it from time to time? Sure. But we are only echoing what you do. It isn't about these ingenues. That's what I call them, these Johnny-come-latelys, these new kids in town. And everybody, oh, give me a picture with so-and-so, or I'm going to bring a new movement. That movement is an adjunct to what's already been happening. Don't let them fool you. It's a matter of perspective. And you got to keep yours, because the problem we have in this thing that we call the conservative movement is we keep looking for heroes. They're all around you. I'm speaking to many of them. You paying attention, heroes? You're the heroes. I'm not putting my faith in Sheriff Clark. Sheriff Clark, look, Sheriff Clark's in my movie. We are acquaintances. I wouldn't call us friends, but we're acquaintances. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm happy for his success, but 3-4 years ago, he was a Democrat. Candace Owens used to write an anti-Trump blog and did not like us. And then suddenly when she found out how bad her people were, she says, ooh, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to be the next big deal. Well, congratulations for her, whatever success she has. But let me tell you something. The Kevin Jackson train, we see her as one other person joining the movement and, quite frankly, should have been there to begin with. I don't have any disdain for him, but don't act like you're bringing something new to us. There's nothing new here. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I'll get to it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
4 more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zawig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave, and, you know, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee shares what he's hoping for in a candidate.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
From Paris, and I'm so glad to be back in terra firma of America. You know what I'm saying? American firm land here. Ooh, land of the free, home of the brave. You know what I was thinking about as I was assembling news for what I would be talking about today and this week and ongoing and things like this is no matter what's in the news cycle, it's bad news for leftists. Even good news for us is bad news for leftists. In fact, the better the news is for us, the worse it is for leftists. But, ironically, as I've told you, it's actually good news for them. But they can't handle it. Yeah, I contemplated taking the train to London when I was in Paris. And because I've done it before, it's easy to do. It's a couple hours away. It's not that big of a deal. And I contemplated it. And then I decided against it. You want to know why? Because I saw a news story. But there was another side of it, and I'm going to get to the news story in just a second. I said, why go to the Middle East? Londonistan. Been there before, seen all the Big Ben and the palace and all that other stuff. Been at many pubs, been to different areas of London and spoken about it, such and such, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, seen Oxford. And it's like, why go? You know, it's another big city. Appreciate all that it stood for in the past, all that it meant. But why? And I decided against it. Because the mayor of London, he approved a large blimp of President Trump being depicted as an angry baby to fly over the city. They're going to be celebrating something, and they said, okay, we're going to mock Donald Trump. And the mayor of the largest city in the UK says, well, we're going to mock. Yeah, we're good with this because we don't like his policies. We're going to mock him. Now, there are many things Barack Obama did. They didn't mock him. Now, at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you. I don't care that they mocked him. It's just that be fair about it. Mock everybody. Mock Reagan. Mock Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, then Obama. Because if there was any president that deserved mocking, it was Barack Obama. The increase in terror in London is an indirect result of the policies of Barack Obama. Now, forget that they've got Sadiq Khan, the con man, who runs their city now, London, who's had more terror attacks and more knife attacks and more gun attacks on his watch when he's supposed to be making London more friendly and all this other stuff when he's not. He's making it Londonistan. But what was funny about him doing that was the day before, on the 4th of July, which I happened to have to celebrate in Paris, it dawned on me that we just celebrated the holiday that was the very reason we don't have to give a crap about London or the UK or what they do. I'm not trying to get after my British buddies because I got plenty of them. But all I'm telling you is
they're mocking us by saying, oh, look at your president, and, you know, flying this stupid, angry Donald Trump blimp over their city. And we're mocking them on the very day that I read the article. We're mocking them by celebrating what? Our independence from them. Yeah. So we no longer have to care about what Sadiq Khan's. Hey, you know what, London? If you want, I mean, think about my decision. My decision was, do I go to where we kick the butt of these Europeans who tried to make us slaves, or do I not? And I said, nah, I won't. You're irrelevant to this American. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I mentioned, whether good news, bad news, it's all bad news for the left. They have, it's sad to say, it's fun to say, quite honestly. I mean, it's sad for them that they can't find anything good about what we do here as conservatives, what we've been doing to save them. Let me just say this. It's going to get worse. See, let me give you some examples, and you know this. And that's okay. We can still go over this stuff. It's always good to review. That's what we do in class, right? We review. North Korea, good for America, good for the world, bad for leftists, right? The leftists can't. If North Korea said we are opening up all our nuclear sites, here's all of our documentation for nuclear weapons, we love what Donald Trump is doing. We want to enter the rest of the world. Have America help us. Just please end the sanctions and let us get into the free world. The left would have a conniption. They would be madder than a hound dog chewing on bumblebees. I'm just saying, they'd be upset. They try to poo-poo on North Korea recently saying, well, they're not going to honor the deal. Well, what did they do with Clinton? They didn't honor the deal. You know the difference between Clinton and Donald Trump on the North Korean deal? Donald Trump saying, look, I'm happy to make a deal with you. You're not getting anything until we verify 100%. And so these people, they're building more nuclear sites. Oh, my gosh. Woo, this is awful. And I don't care if they built 50 nuclear sites between now and when they negotiated this thing in Singapore. Does it matter? Because Donald Trump isn't signing any deal with them until they honor it 100%, not 99.99, 100%. I say that's a pretty good thing. Now, I talked about North Koreans taking down anti-American propaganda. Some people, I don't know whether what's true or not true, but here's what I do know. I won't believe anything the media tells me. But I'm hearing they're not only they're taking apart nuclear missiles. I heard they dismantled 6 missiles. I don't know if that's true. But I'm inclined to believe that more than I am for them saying, they didn't blow up any nuclear test sites, Kevin. You can't. There's no way to prove it. Yeah, there's no way to prove that they didn't. But here's what you can prove and what I know to be a fact. They took down their anti-American propaganda. That I know. We know what else is a fact. Kim Jong-un got off his big, fat, little Korean butt, and he went over to Singapore, and he had a meeting with Donald Trump, and he didn't do it with Barack Obama. Kim Jong-un hugged his South Korean cousin, Moon, and they spooned together publicly right at the point of demarcation where the two countries meet and did symbolic, we are going to get together. I know that didn't happen, so why should I believe anything else the media tells me? You get what I'm saying? This is what a lady wrote, Susan Rice. Susan Rice said, folks, this is huge if true. North Korea has a secret third nuclear facility. They've been hiding it. The U.S. intel community knows about it, and Trump is saying the nuclear problem is solved. Now, I want to tell you just how stupid Susan Rice is for making that declaration publicly on Twitter. She's telling you that during the entire time of Obama, our intelligence agency either didn't know or didn't care that North Korea had an additional nuclear facility. She's doing it as a revelation because you know what? They built it in a year. They built it in the 500 plus days or whatever number of days that Donald Trump had been president. He's responsible for it because we all know you can just go sprinkle some pixie dust on the ground and a nuclear facility comes up. This clown, Susan Rice, can't even tell you, doesn't even realize, this is how stupid she is, that this was happening on her watch.
when she was National Security Advisor to President Obama, she's telling you, I'm too stupid to know this was happening. They were expanding their nukes, testing nukes, building new facilities. And this is huge. Trump says the nuclear problem is solved. It's not solved. They were doing all this under our watch. And I mean, you can read how much emotion is into this. Like, oh my gosh, folks, this is huge if true. Yes, Susan, if true. If true, they built the third nuclear facility under the noses of the Obama administration and our clandestine agencies, and we didn't find out about it until Donald Trump's new and improved administration figured it out. And then what did he do? He, not to recap, arranged a meeting with Fat Boy in Singapore. They then decided we're going to denuclearize and we're going to do this, that, and the other. Oh, and by the way, because we have a leader with balls, he's going to make sure that the North Koreans follow suit with denuclearization or we don't deal with them. You want to build nukes, you want to threaten the world, fine. But here's the deal, Kim Jong-un. If you were to use them, we will destroy you. End of story. And in the meantime, we're going to destroy your economy. So North Korea rightfully says we want to do something. And what does Kim Jong Rice, what does she do? Susan Rice wants to mock it. She wants to mock progress. You want to know why? Because the left love chaos. They thrive on it. Chaos keeps our mind off of them. If anything they can do to keep our minds off of them is how they get away with everything they've gotten away with. But it's not going to work this time. Because so, no matter what we talk about, whether it's nuclear this, Iranian this, Russian this, it all comes back to them because we have so much on them. I mean, how much? We'll go into some of this, but Awan Brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Russiagate, it's ended. Too much to mention, but we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. President, will you stop calling us the enemy of the people, sir? Will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir? Mr. President, will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir?
That happened while I was gone. That was Jim Acosta of CNN begging the president to stop calling the press the enemy of the people. And why would he? They are the enemy of the people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I said earlier in the broadcast that it doesn't matter what news you hear, it's bad news for the left. And it reminds me of the last 8 years under Obama, where almost anything he said was bad news for us. The only difference was we stood on principle. It wasn't about a hatred of Barack Obama. It was a hatred of Obama's policies. And we proved it all the time. It proved out itself, to be honest with you. And so as it proved itself out over and over and over, we relished it. We got to bask in our, you know, the fact that we were right. And the good news is it all led up to where we are today, to where we get to feast on everything that happens in the press. Almost everything that happens is good news for us. Even when they were trying to do this family separation stuff, for example, the Democrats thought they had us. They're like, oh, they're separating families from mothers from their children and all these poor little illegals. And they were, it's funny to me. I have to make fun of it because they thought they had us. Oh, we'll tug on this emotional cord. Even the staunchest conservatives won't want that. And Donald Trump said, yeah, let's put them together. Let's put them together. Oh, and let's verify that they are the parents. And then we're going to send them back. Because our policy is going to remain the same. But you're right. They should stay together. We'll put them in there. And then we started, you know what happened? People started looking at the amount of times these kids were being recycled with other parents. They were looking at the number of times these kids were made into sex slaves. They looked at the number of times that the people bringing them in had been imprisoned in America, the number of deported people who were criminals. And suddenly we're back looking at illegal immigration for what it is. The worst thing that you can do to an economy is to bring in a bunch of people who either don't want to get, aren't going to assimilate. Because what's interesting about the illegal immigration thing is they say, well, they're here for the jobs. Okay, great. Then why are so many of them on our welfare system? If you want jobs, get jobs. Show us you're really going to contribute to the community. Why are there still so many places where they need to get people hired? You're telling me that all these menial jobs they can't hire? All these illegals can get. They get all kinds of documentation. Oh, yeah, my name is Raul. Here's my Social Security. I don't get, they've managed. There are so many of them getting jobs. Don't tell me that the ones on welfare can't get them. Oh, Kevin, they can't get their papers. Sure they can. They can go get a $15, $20 Social Security card, whatever. There's somebody there in their community to hook them up if they want a job. We shouldn't go by anywhere and see a job opening thing because we have a society with all these sanctuary states and sanctuary cities who want them to work. Why are they not working? Why are they on our welfare system? Overloading it. Look at what I done did. I done opened up a can of worms up in here. Oh, man. Look, folks, this isn't rocket science. It may be entertaining, but it ain't rocket science. There's nothing here. But let's go back to what I told you before. Bad news for Dems. So I mentioned Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Alwan brothers. Do you think that's going to go away? There are things that superseded in the news cycle, but it ain't going away. There are minions in our government going, okay, it's my job to figure this out. And I know what you're thinking. Kevin, those minions are all swamp rats. You know, they work for Mueller. They're part of the Obama administration, whatever. When the cloak of protection, falls off of all these people, you know what they're going to go back to doing? You know what they were going to revert to? They're going to revert to doing their jobs. That's why it's all bad news for the left. Look, we are seekers of truth. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican doing the government service. If you're tasked with finding out what somebody did, I don't want to know the politics of the person that did it. I want you to tell me, yeah, Kevin, so-and-so was an embezzler. So-and-so killed people. So-and-so did this or that. I don't care about their politics. It's going to force Democrats to go and do things to people that they used to respect and used to like. But they're going to say, I got to arrest you, Hillary. Barack, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were as bad as you were. Why do you think this so-called walk-away movement is occurring? Why do you think this so-called black exodus that Candace Owens wants to take credit for is occurring? It's occurring because over the last few decades, some of which I've been involved in at least a decade, some of which many of you have been involved in for decades. All of us, if you're over 40, 50 years old, you've watched this occur. You finally woke up. You certainly woke up in February of 2009 when Santelli had his rant on Wall Street and said, this government is screwing us over. And suddenly we had a movement. The movement that matters is the Tea Party movement. It's not individuals. Collectively, we have led us to this path where there is no good news for the Democrats. I want you to think about what would have happened to Russiagate had we not had the Tea Party movement. Tell me what the walkaway movement, Candace Owens, or any individual has done that supersedes what would have happened with Russiagate had it not been for the Tea Party movement. Russiagate is over as it pertains to Donald Trump. And you know what's happening to it right now? It's turning on the left. You're going to watch the next 6 months of Russiagate be the worst thing to happen to Democrats in the history of their party outside of the freeing of the slaves. Because we're about to get freed again, y'all. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go. Some white folks about to learn some Negro spirituals, and it's going to be these Democrats because they're about to get beat up, brutalized. They're going to find God. They're going to find some religion. 2018 midterms. You really want to talk about this? Have you heard the term blue wave in a month? That it wasn't somebody joking about it? Have you heard it? You haven't heard it because the answer is no. Keith Ellison, I'm going to talk about him later in the broadcast. He found himself being grilled. Yeah, wait a minute. Here comes. Dun, 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 dun. By Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm going to talk about it later. There's all kinds of signs. Democrats running from Pelosi and Schumer. Did you hear Maxine Waters talking about these people? Hey, they trying to tell me what to say and what to do. They can't tell me nothing. The black slaves of the Democrat Party, the congressional black circus clowns, are breaking away from their masters. Now, it's good news, bad news in one sense. What it tells you is the fraction within the Democratic Party when the congressional black circus clowns no longer listen to, quote, leadership. That would be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Maxine Waters says, I don't care what they say. They can't tell me what to say. That's the worst thing that Chuck Schumer and them can hear, because it means they are no longer controllable. And now the crazy left, which, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are leftists. Maxine Waters is left of them. They are practically communist. And their hatred of Trump over what? It's vile. It's putrid. And the Democrats know it. They're going, you're going to kill us. Now, she's not the only one responsible, and we'll get into that a little bit later as well. So, 2018 midterms. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I've already said it. For those of you who have listened to the Kevin Jackson Show many times, you know what I'm about to say, Carl. Come on, Carl. I said the Democrats are going to be in deep kimchi. We're going to crush them in the House in 2018. And then the wheels fall off the wagon. And they got to deal with this Russiagate thing on the left. They got to go after the Podestas. They got to go after the Clinton Foundation. It's all starting to happen now. Eric Holder, we'll talk about him a little later, too. He's like, well, I can't believe that they're actually asking for data, that the Republicans are asking for more information about this investigation. How dare they? It's the stuff that they're saying is just... You're just shaking your head going, you do realize that that's what they do in investigations, right? Eric Holder, former, you know, director of the attorney general, rather. Don't you know this? Oh, and then here's the final, the little, coup d'etat, coup de grace. Look it up. Look up Latin terms that I can use when I feel like it, okay? Please. Anyway, the final straw. That's not Latin. I want Latin. When I ask for Latin, I want Latin. Straw is not Latin. Anyway, the final straw, Donald Trump's ratings and everything. Up, 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 up. The left want to crush it. Oh, I mean, they want us to feel bad about this stuff. Let me tell you, Donald Trump's ratings and everything are going up, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. No Stormy Daniels to bail him out. No Avenatti. You know, Tom Arnold, who's going to break some new things on Trump. They got nothing.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.